such a great blessing. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with us to Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3. For a couple of weeks, I guess, the Lord had touched my heart with this text and with this passage. And, of course, I looked at other things, but it seemed like the Lord kept bringing my heart and my mind back here. And so I want to read, starting in the first verse of Joshua, chapter number 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went throughout the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for ye have not passed his way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. That is the first 5 verses of Joshua chapter number 3, that which the Lord has impressed on my heart. I am interested today in the last phrase of verse number 4, when the Bible says, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. The word passed is the Hebrew word habar, and it is a word that means to cross over or to pass over. The children of Israel were preparing to cross over the Jordan River into the land of Canaan. Everything for them was about to change. As a matter of fact, most of the people that were there that day were born in the 40 years of wilderness journeys. Joshua and Caleb was there. They had seen the land of Canaan, but that was 40 years ago. There had been 2 spies that had gone in and searched the land around Jericho. But other than that, nobody had being in the land of Canaan. It was a land promised to them by God, first to Abraham, and then to the children of Israel. But in all of those things, there's a lot of unknowns about the land. There would be enemies they would face. There were to be battles that would be fought. There were victories they would enjoy, and many other things they would experience. But the fact remained, it was a way they had never been before. I say all that to say this. We are now just a handful of days into a new year, and we've already seen the uncertainty of the way. We have already, as far as our church and family in the church, have already, in these early days, passed away they've never been before. God, as I said, had given me much of this before this week, before Helen went home to be with the Lord. But I realized that as the new year begins for Ken and his family, it is a way they've never been before. They've never experienced what they're experiencing. I told Ken, there's hate standing here. I said, Ken, I honestly can't say I know how you feel. I've never lost my wife. She is here today. I don't know how he feels in his heart, but I realize that it is a way that he's never been before. I say that there is the fact we are all crossing in the ways that we've never been before. I really believe with all of my heart, if God allows us to journey on into 2024, I really believe that we as individuals will face things we've never faced before. There are challenges we'll face. Some may face family challenges. Some may face occupational challenges. Some may face physical challenges. And others may face financial challenges. But there are no doubt things will all face this year. And God says, you've never passed this way before. There are a few things that I want to share with him that God shared with me. That help me look ahead to 2024. Thinking about crossover times. First of all, I see some things the Lord tells him. I notice, first of all, they were to wait by the river. In verses 1 and 2, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers told them to prepare to cross over. What caught my attention is they say, let's move them. Shittim, where they had been camping, and they stopped at the river Jordan. And the Bible says, after 3 days, then God began to prepare them to cross over. I can imagine in my mind, there was a measure of excitement, and anticipation about crossing into the land of Canaan. I guarantee you they were tired of wilderness journeys. They were tired of all they had experienced back in the wilderness. And they were excited about finally crossing into the land of Jordan. But they get to the Jordan, But they get to the Jordan River, and God just lets them sit there for 3 days. I believe there was a reason. I believe God wanted them to look at the river. Verse 15, the last part, says, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. They were standing at the Jordan. And God says, just stay here a while. God was letting them see how deep the water was, how wide the river was. I guarantee you, if it wasn't harvest time, they could have easily crossed the waters of Jordan. But God wanted them to look because the water was too deep, too wide for them to cross over. What was God doing? God was letting them realize what they were facing. They could not face in their own abilities. God wanted them to realize this thing's too big. Water is too wide and too deep. We'll never be able to cross it on our own. That's why God let them sit for 3 days and look at it. I want to say to our hearts today, sometimes that's how God works in our lives. Sometimes He'll bring us to overflowing rivers, insurmountable obstacles, that we look at it and we say, God, I can't get through this. God, I'll never be able to handle this. God, I don't know what I'm going to do. And He wants us to realize, looking at it, that we can do it in ourselves. That's what God wanted them to do. You see, they need to realize God was bigger than that river. God was bigger than that obstacle. God was bigger than Jericho walls. God was bigger than giants in the land. God was bigger. They were going to face obstacles in kingdom they've never faced before. God said, you've never passed this way before. God said, you need to know I'm bigger than all of that. I'm bigger than the river. I'm bigger than Jericho. I'm bigger than giants. God said, I'm bigger than all of it. Sometimes our situation might be a river of disease. Maybe a river of disappointment. Maybe a river of doubt or danger or even death. God said, I want you to know I'm bigger than all of it. I'm bigger than him. Sometimes God wants us to just wait by the river and realize that he is able to handle it. So they were to wait by the river. Secondly, they were to watch for the ark. In verse 3, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests of the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. After 3 days, God gives them the command. And God says this, I want you to keep your eyes on the ark. And when you see the Levites, the priests of God, bearing the ark of the covenant of the Lord our God, then rise and Go after it. Ask the question today, what is so important about the ark and then following it? The ark symbolized the presence of God among His people. That's why it was so important. God was letting them know that God would go before them into the land of Canaan. God wanted them to know that before they ever put one foot inside the land of Canaan, God was already there. God was going ahead of them. God was going before them to guide them in the land. Back in chapter 1, verse 9, God said to Joshua, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid," or Joshua was saying to them, "be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." I want to tell you, as God promised them, so God is promising us today. You realize He's the same yesterday and today and forever. He said, "The Lord thy God will go before thee in the land whither thou goest." Notice, if you will, verse 3, when it talks about the ark of the Lord your God, that word "Lord" is the all capital letters. That is Jehovah God. I am that I am. He was saying, as God, I am always present. God was there already making a way into the land of Canaan for them. God was saying, "You're passing away. You've never been before. But I'm God. I'm the eternal, self-existent, all-present God. I know what lies ahead. I know what's out there in your future. I've already made the preparations for you to be there." You see, that Ark of the Covenant symbolized God's presence, God's power, God's faithfulness to His people. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what kind of crossover times we'll face this year. I don't know what kind of crossover times I will face this year. I guarantee you, 3 weeks ago, Ken and his family, never imagined the first week of 2024 being like it's been. I don't know what kind of crossover times this year holds for any of us. But God was saying, keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. Keep watching the ark. That's what they were commanded. Watch the ark. Keep your eyes on the ark. I want to tell you, God can lead us through deep waters. God can lead us around Jericho walls. God can lead us through the trials and troubles that the year may bring to our lives. Just keep your eyes on the Lord. That is a matter of faith. I read a statement that when I read it, I had to underline it. It said we must never give up what we don't know, what we do know, because of what we don't know. Idea is, don't give up the things you do know, because there's things out there you don't know. I do know some things about God. I do know that He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. I do know that He said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I do know that He said, you're mine and I'm going to be yours forever and ever. Don't give up what you do know because of what you don't know. Even though we don't know all the ways God may lead us this year, what kind of circumstances may come our way, we can know that He's a God of promise, a God of power, a God that will keep us in all that we face. Here's a third thing, and I'm done. They were to wait by the river. Then they were to watch for the ark. But then God said they would witness the Lord's wonder. Verse 5, Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. I want you to get the picture. The Lord was saying, don't focus all your attention on the river. Keep your eyes on me. Sometimes all we can focus on is our obstacles. Sometimes all we can focus on is our burdens, our battles. Sometimes all we can get our attention on is what we're dealing with and facing. God was saying to the children of Israel, you're passing away you've never been before. But keep your eyes on me. And He said, when you do, I can show you great wonders tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. I don't know what next week or next month may bring for any of us. But I guarantee you, there will be some crossover times in our lives. There'll be some things that we never faced before. But God's still God. He's still all powerful. Still a wonder working God. He says, keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. Preacher, if I keep my eyes on the Lord, will it all be easy to go through? Not at all. Read the rest of the book. You'll find that they faced a lot of battles. Find they dealt with a lot of enemies. Had some hard times. But in the middle of all of that, God did wonders in their midst. He was with them through it all. So what is the challenge? Our hearts standing here on the first Sunday of a new year. The challenge is to be patient. When God tells us to wait by the river, we always want things done right away, don't we? We always want things to be done immediately. Surely they thought when they went to the Jordan, all right, let's cross. God said, sit down and wait. So maybe God's wanting us to be patient while we sit by the river. The second challenge is keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep watching Him. He knows what He's doing. And then the last challenge, if we'll do those things, God will do great things in our lives this year. I believe 2024 can be the year that we can see God do wondrous things in our families, in our lives, and in our hearts. Just wait on Him. Keep our eyes on Him and let Him work. That's the message of my heart. I hope that somehow God will take that and use it to help you today, but also tomorrow, and next week, and the next week, and as we journey into a new year, we'll just wait on the Lord when we need to. And we'll keep our eyes on Him, watching for Him to work His wonders in our life. Brother David, if you'll get us a song while they come to the instruments. There may be somebody today. There is a need in your heart. Something in your life that God has touched you about, that you need to bring to an altar and asking the Lord to help you for what is to come in your life. While we stand, while we sing, listen to the Lord today.